from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Our live coverage from Buffalo Bills training camp is brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chilai Avenue, Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports, locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville. Maddie's Motorsports. .com. Danger and Battaglia live in the sports bar and joined by our regular Tuesday afternoon guest to talk some Buffalo Bills from Syracuse.com and the Shout podcast, our buddy Matt Perino, who was kind enough to bring me some extra caffeine today. Not like I normally need more caffeine, but it's a gesture that is appreciated by this broadcaster, my friend.
Listen, I know that the Buffalo Bills players and coaches aren't the only one out here in the summer sun grinding to the bone. And you are out here, both of you, just putting in the good work for the people of the 585, and I really appreciate that. So it was buy one, get one free day. I had an extra one, and I realized we're not here tomorrow. I don't have a refrigerator, so what am I going to do with this thing? I saw Gino walking by. I'm like, you're a danger. It's up for grabs. He's like, let me get this over to Mike. He'll never say no to a little caffeine.
Yeah, no. Not that I need to be more caffeinated, but the next hour and a half should be interesting.
No, but he wanted to know where it came from, like Perino. Okay, I can trust this here. So
hopefully. You didn't spit in or anything.
It was for Gino, I'd be worried. But I got you, David. Exactly. I got you, buddy.
Practice number 6 this morning, and one of the storylines, the safety position, Cole Bishop, I don't want to say going down, but not able to finish out practice. The Bills bringing in a safety in Kareem Jackson. What do you make here of what you've seen the guys so far? And Jackson, is he nothing more than a body, or is this kind of a wait-and-see here thing, man?
I mean, he started 8 games last year at 35, so he can still play. But I don't think that you're in a situation, if you're the Bills, bringing in a Kareem Jackson who obviously hasn't, you know, gotten a lot of lines that he's been kind of swimming around this offseason, to come in here first week of training camp. I think he's a guy that's a veteran. You probably bring him in here because, you know, maybe Cole Bishop can pick his brain a little bit, another vet in the room. I don't have high hopes for him, but I also think that this is – we're kind of dancing around a dire situation at safety. Like, we don't know the severity of the Bishop injury. Josh Reed from Channel 4 reported that his arm was wrapped, so I think that's better than a leg injury. But if he can't go for a certain amount of time, now you're talking about when he gets back, how much is he delayed in, like, the reps that you need him to get if he really wants to take a run at this starting job. You know you have Taylor Rapp. I've been saying that I think DeMar Hamlin's a real factor in this race, but beyond that, Dee Delaney, Kendall Williamson, you know, there's not a lot of depth, and I'm not ready to say that Kareem Jackson is a guy that you can even rely upon in a depth role if you need him to play an extended period of time.
Matt, when we talked to Brandon Bean earlier today, we asked him, because I think fans would be the first to ask the question, hey, for somebody who you claim is on speed dial, why didn't you call Micah Hyde in this situation?
I'm not surprised. I don't think Micah Hyde is on speed dial in July and August. I think that he's going to be in the Rolodex in November, December. Let's go back to last season, right? Every single week, we were on stinger neck watch with Micah Hyde. And if you bring him into training camp now, you get him ramped up now and expected to play now, can his body hold up through another 17-game season? I think that you call Micah Hyde if you need somebody that knows Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott better than almost anybody else to come in late in the season for a run.
Micah Hyde is the 2024 version of A.J. Klein, who retired today?
He is the golden version of A.J. Klein, okay? A.J. Klein was, at that point in his career, probably better served to go on that camping trip than him and his family packed for. But to his credit, he wanted to give whatever he had left to the team. And sometimes you got to save a guy from himself. I still think Micah Hyde's got good football left in him, but it's not a lot of it. And so I think if you can, you know, maybe keep him close in terms of just maybe bringing him to talk to the team and, you know, say if we get to a good place and we can make a good run and we need a guy, whether it be via injury or guys not delivering, that's when I think you make the call. But I'm not surprised. I'm not shutting the door on Micah Hyde just because they're not bringing him in July.
We're talking to Matt Perino, Syracuse Post Standard Shout podcast. Another storyline. Good practice today for Von Miller, seeing him break through a couple times. So what is our level of optimism, knowing that this time of year, everybody looks great in the sunshine here and whatnot, but what are your thoughts here on Von Miller so far?
So I think that Von Miller's performance today, we just finished Shout, and we talked a pretty big amount about Von Miller. I think it's significant. I think it's to have a day where you come out and you finish the way that he finished. Now, he had a vet rest day yesterday, so I think that that might be part of it. But he's going to get vet rest days all season long, and if he comes out on a Sunday and delivers like he did today against the guy in Spencer Brown, who might be a little bit behind. He missed a lot of the spring. Maybe he's working out a little bit of the rust. But Von Miller looked like Von Miller today. And Deion Dawkins said, you know, he sits next to him in the locker room, and you can start seeing the guy return. Like, it's such a mental game to go through what he went through last year, knowing that maybe he shouldn't have been out there, fighting through it, questioning if you could still do it, to go out there and do it against a young guy in a contract year just entering his prime, I think is a big moment for him. And it wasn't just one play. I had him in my notebook 4 or 5 times today where I thought that was a really good rep for a guy that didn't have many last year. So, you know, I also, you know, pair with that Brian Baldinger, who, you know, went out to Von Miller's camp and maybe heard a little bit of the sweet nothings that Von was whispering to him as they were looking at film. He put a couple clips out there of Von Miller late in last season, especially in the Chiefs game, where, all right, I'm starting to see some flashes of what Von Miller used to be. They don't need him to be 2022 Von. They need him to be some semblance of that. Greg Rousseau's got to be the guy that carries this thing. A.J. Epinesa's got to deliver. He's not getting paid like I think he was hoping to get paid on his next contract. He's got to earn it. Then you have a bunch of other guys, and we'll see what that ends up looking like. I think Dwayne Smoot has been actually a revelation. He's looked a lot better than I even expected him to, so I think that that's good. If Von Miller can be whatever it is, first off the bench or starting opposite of Rousseau and give you production, and what are we talking about here, guys? Is he going to be a 10-sack guy? If he's a 10-sack guy,
we'd sign up for that.
You're signed up for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt Perino, Syracuse.com, our guest here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Another injury that's kept a player off the field for the last couple of practices, a toe injury that has Chase Claypool on the sideline. An opportunity now for other guys to step up to that role. And I believe it was Joe Brady who was saying, it was this morning, I think, that there really isn't a depth chart right now, wide receiver, that they're kind of working through everybody. And we heard Tyrell Shavers' name come out of Sean McDermott's mouth with glowing praise afterwards. And we kind of watch Tyrell Shavers and wonder, like, okay, he might do all of the things that you're saying he's doing, but can he win you football games? Right. We don't know. I mean, talk a little bit about what you've seen here the last couple of days with Claypool on the sideline and guys stepping up into that role.
Yeah, so Shavers, I've been hesitant to jump head first into the deep end with him, like only because there's been times over the last 2 years where I've had concerns about his hands, consistency. So if you're talking about a guy that enters a situation where he's having a bigger role and he's seen targets, we'll see it in the preseason, we'll see how he holds up there. I just haven't been able to project that completely yet, but if you're talking about a guy that comes out here getting first-team reps and is he delivering, Shavers has done that. I mean, he's made a couple plays. He made one today where he got absolutely rocked by Damar Hamlin on the far right sideline there. Still made the play, still made the catch from Josh Allen, a first-team rep. Claypool's been disappointing. After a really nice spring, the injury aside, he hasn't really made a lot of noise with the opportunities that he's been given. And then it's just a collection of dudes, and I think on any given day, you know, Mac Hollins looks really good some days. Never really looks bad, But like we've seen him in the league for a couple years. The thing that the collectively they have going for themselves is like none of them, the guys that have played here outside of MVS, when you talk about Mac Hollins, Curtis Samuel, have never played with a guy like Josh Allen. So like what could it be for them now in an offense like this? We've seen Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Is he a product of playing with great wide receiver, with great quarterbacks? It feels like that because he might be the most, and I don't want to use too harsh of a word, but unimpressive.
Underwhelming of
the wide receivers that have been here.
I agree.
Yeah. Or maybe we just have to kind of temper our expectations knowing that, all right, you didn't bring him in here. Like, as long as he shows up in the big games in January.
I think it's interesting, though, because the Bills don't seem like a team that's just going to sign somebody based on their name. Like, you have to earn it, right? And MVS is a name, but he's a name that I think most NFL fans would associate with, oh, he did something wrong, or he dropped that pass at a critical moment, or he was a, you know, he didn't work in Green Bay. And like, I don't know that any of these guys are really, I mean, I think Samuel, yes. I think Coleman, obviously, yes. Shakir, for sure. They only carried 5 wide receivers last year.
Right.
So you've got a lot of guys fighting for 2, potentially 3 spots. And I don't think MVS is a lock.
No.
Is he a lock?
There's 4 locks right now, right? Keon, Mack, Samuel and Shakir. Those
even
are the
Mac,
locks.
Though, and you're right. I know that
he's
guys.
A lock, man.
I know, but I know that guys will say he hasn't had a quarterback. He had one good year, and that was with Carr. Other than that, he hasn't had a year where he's had over 20 receptions.
No, I agree with that. The thing is, it's like all the things that he does. Like he's going to probably be a captain. Like whether it be on offense or special teams, whatever it is, he's out there. If you watch the special teams period, doing every single phase. And in a year where they're losing their number one gunner in Saran Neal,
yeah.
Mac Hollins might be fitting into that role.
Sure.
So now you're going to ask him to do multiple things. So that's why I put him in the lock category. But you're right. I'm not sitting here saying he's a lock like he's going to be wide receiver 1 like he has been on a couple of, you know, drills in 11-on-11. I still think that Curtis Samuel ends up being the typical wide receiver 1 in terms of targets and production. I think it could be Shakir. Heck, it could be Coleman. If he hits the ground running and finds a consistent opportunity in his offense. But in terms of MVS, he's the wild card for me because, I don't know, I think he carries a bit of swagger because of the way that Josh Allen views him, being with Pat Mahomes and with Aaron Rodgers. And then Sean McDermott, you know, guys that have won Super Bowls. Like, that gives Sean McDermott, like, some extra juice. So, I think that he's going to make it. Beyond that, if you're Tyrell Shavers and those 5 make it and they want to keep a 6th guy, how are you going to get on the field behind those guys, right? Like, are you going to push Mac Hollins at MVS? And then if that's the case, shouldn't you just keep Shavers over those guys because you're going to want them on the field ahead of them? Those are the interesting conversations that we're going to have over the next couple of weeks. And at this point, I think Chase Claypool's out. And I also think that, like, unless KJ Hamler can win the return job, he might be out too. And then you're talking about, like, are those practice squad guys? Because nobody was signing Chase Claypool, and Mike's over there puffing his chest out. Like, let's go back to April when I was telling you about this Claypool guy.
Wow.
Look, no, I mean, the guy's injured. If he's injured, he can't get on the field. I also know that he's a guy that quit on his team, so I'm not enthusiastic about him.
I'm going to give you that dub if you were right. I'm going to give you that dub.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Like, I'm going to change the topic ever so slightly. We had a chance to talk to Jim Miller today. He, former NFL quarterback, coming through with his show on Sirius XM, and asking him just the basic question, hey, Diggs is out, you've got all these new pieces, what's the solution, how do you see Josh? And he brought up something, and this is a storyline from yesteryear, 12 personnel. Mm. The idea that, hey, you have two very good tight ends, and it got me thinking, like, wait a second, do we forget about Dawson Knox? Do we forget the mismatches, Matt? Is that because they're not going to show you, nor should they, exactly, here's what we're going to do week one against Arizona. But your thoughts on running the two tight ends there, is that something we could expect here?
Healthy Dawson Knox, to me, is a real weapon in this offense. Like, there's a reason they paid him $12 million, and sometimes we forget about that. Like, he was really injury-riddled last season. I think that was a big problem for him finding any consistency in the offense, more so than the 12. I do think they're going to be more 12 than they were last year. But I think the biggest mismatch the teams will face trying to contain the two of them is when you can, on a drive, throw out Dalton Kincaid for three plays in 11 and then come back with Dawson Knox in 11 as a completely different style player. We saw it on that touchdown catch in the back of the end zone. He was ping-ponging around defenders back there, made a contested catch. Like, that's not really Dalton Kincaid's game. He could do it, but Dawson Knox is so much more physical. We forget the guy in that Cincinnati game his rookie year just driving, pile-driving guys at the end of his runs. Like, he can be that. Can he stay healthy? He's a real weapon, and I like the idea of maybe Dawson Knox being weapon number three in this offense if he can find that consistency, because the one year he had it when he stayed healthy, it's when he came back from an injury, and I think he finished the year with like 8 or 9 touchdowns, including the playoffs on an 11-game run there. That was, to me, what earned him that contract, and I think he could be that guy again, and I think he's one of the reasons they weren't more aggressive at wide receiver because of what he could be in the offense.
Matt, what are you seeing out of corner, and specifically Kyer Elam, who I think is, you know, what we hear is that he's in a good place mentally, that he's more confident than he's been in a long time. Are we seeing it on the field? Is it translating to any kind of plays during practice?
Did you guys listen to Deion Dawkins today?
We heard bits and pieces.
There was a little bit of a, I don't know if it was a slip, but when he was talking about, like, Kyer, because he's very close with him, they hang out, like, since his rookie year, so it was a good question, I can't remember who asked it, and he said, you know, Kyer's done a good job of eliminating the distractions outside the building and inside the building. And the immediate place I go to there is John Butler and the way that those two kind of clashed in his first 2 years, and I think that being out of the building, and I'm very fond of John. He's been on my podcast. It's just like they were just oil and water. For whatever reason, it didn't work. And I've told John this. Like, it's a bit unfair to the player, I think. Like, if you don't think that he works hard or you don't think that he can play the position the way that you want it to be played, I think as a coach, it's your job to coach the players that you have and find the way for them to fit in. Like, just because that they're not fitting the right way, try something else. Try everything to make it work for them, and they've done that. Like, Jameel Adai feels like more the Kyer Elam coach than he does the cornerbacks coach, because it seems like they're attached to the hip. Now, I see him with a bunch of guys, working with a bunch of guys. I'm not trying to put that out there. But I think Elam's been really good. I think he's been the most confident I've seen him since they drafted him. I think he's fighting. He had a rep the other day where Justin Shorter had a nice catch over the middle, and he ripped it out of his hands. He just big boyed him. Yeah. And, like, that's huge. Like, if he's going to start playing like that physical, we know the speed. I like that part of him. And then you have Jamarcus Ingram back there, who, to me, is the most underappreciated, under-talked-about guy on the defense. He's the reason they haven't gone out and brought in a vet. Like, look at that cornerback room. Beyond Benford and Douglas, it's Elam and Ingram, and the Bills are not blinking when it comes to bringing in a veteran at that position. I think it has a lot to do with those two guys and what they believe they can do.
Matt Perino, our guest here. So tomorrow off, Thursday back at it. Friday night, the blue and the red. So that scrimmage, what are some of the storylines going into this? What are we, and if we're heading out, what should fans be expecting there, Matt?
Yeah, that's always a fun one, getting a chance to see them, you know, just battle back and forth. I think some of the really fun battles on the offensive and defensive line. We've seen a couple of skirmishes. We saw one today with, I believe it was Javon Solomon, who had a really nice win against Tylan Grable, who's moving all over the place The rookie, he's going to have those moments. But I think he ran into like Shane Bouchel's arm, and somebody took issue with it, and then you know everybody kind of came together, the congregation. So those kinds of things. Although I will say, in previous years with the red and blue game, there tends to be not as much as that. It's more of like a celebration. So it's like, is it going to be a continuation of the camp that Josh Allen's had, which I think you can make an argument it's been the best training camp he's ever had. He's been as locked in, he's been as on point as I can remember him being. With this, you're going to get a chance to see all of these new weapons. You're going to probably see a heavy dose of Dalton Kincaid. And then, you know, the Von Miller storyline, you're going to continue to track that. How well does he produce? Matt Milano, where's he at in terms of his health? It's been kind of like a slow ramp up here. There's been moments where guys are making plays. I wrote it down in my notebook today, a Dalton Kincaid catch where I just thought there wasn't the contest there that you'd normally expect to see from a Matt Milano. Milano in coverage. Like, are you going to see him spike in the red and blue game? And, you know, some other things as well. This run game with Ty Johnson dealing with the hamstring injury, Ray Davis is looking the part. Is he going to continue that? Is he going to be that guy? So a lot of things that we're tracking, we're looking for, and how many safeties are they going to have healthy on Friday night?
Right. We'll be paying attention to that as well. We have one more practice here at St. John Fisher this week. That comes up on Thursday before that scrimmage. And, Matt, before we let you go, just an update here on the sports bar hair ranking that we have at training camp this year. Now, you're the defending champion. I think you're aware of this.
Okay.
A new contender has emerged. He's on the national beat, and I think he's on the national beat for a reason. And he shared some of his secrets with us last week when he was here. Evan Washburn has entered the chat. Now, I'm throwing it out there.
I got some thoughts.
I want you to share some thoughts. Because I got to tell you, given the heat and the humidity of the last 2 days, you wouldn't know it, man.
No.
It's immaculate,
no.
And I still think Matt Parrino is the guy.
I think as much as we like having that relationship with Evan Washburn, I think Evan has to earn it, just like you have to earn things with Sean McDermott. I don't think the outsider comes
Matt,
in and wins
Between you and I, this guy thinks that Sal Capaccio should have a ranking somewhere in there, and I'm saying you're only including Sal because he doesn't have hair like you. So let's keep this authentic.
If we're going to do like a goatee contest, we can get Sal off the desk right now.
Yeah, sure,
I mean, that
sure,
guy,
yeah.
And he's got a little multicolor action going on.
Salt pepper.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
salt
that.
Pepper. Yeah.
He's distinguished. Anyway, Washburn. Don't know him personally, but my take on him is really immaculate hair on the sideline. I'm seeing him down there on the sidelines. It's a good look. My one problem is, though, it looks like a helmet. Like, he uses a lot of product.
We call it a gelmet.
A gelmet. Yeah. Okay, thank you. I also use a lot of product, but you'd never be able to tell, right? Like, you're looking at my hair right now, it looks formed, but it doesn't look like rock hard. Like, you can run your
hands
through it
a
little bit,
not,
right?
Yeah, like, it's that's not
like, Gino's excited. Yeah. I ran my hair through my hand through my hand. Gino's like, here we go. Let's go. Party starting.
Well, if you want to see Matt Parrino and his fine hair, you are in town on Sunday. Not talking just about practice. Tell everybody about what you got going on Sunday afternoon.
Practice ends. We're heading over to Park Avenue, Dorado. My good buddy over there hosts us. What's going to become an annual thing here. Wing Nuts is bringing more wings this year because we ran out last year. They had to send some folks out to Wegmans to buy wings and come back. They're bringing all the wings. They will not run out there. They'll have a pop-up there in between the locations. We're just going to party on Park Avenue. We'll do a live shout. It's going to be awesome.
Quick story. Since we brought up Sal Capaccio, yesterday Sal and Bove did their thing over at Bar Bill. And Gino, being the kind Rochesterian that he is, said, Sal, do you need directions to Bar Bill East? It sounds like, yeah, I just put it in my phone. So in case
Matt, do you need directions to Park Ave?
Gene will loan you his TomTom if you don't know how to get to Dorado on Sunday.
TomTom Go, huh? That's a real throwback there.
Or you could just sketch the directions down in your Palm Pilot.
But Danger, the way Sal said it to me, he looked like, yeah, I just put it in my phone.
Here's
like,
the thing. I will take some directions. Can you get me the MapQuest printout?
Yeah.
Then I could just have the sheets of paper in my car.
That's
Remember
right.
We used to collect those?
Oh, yeah.
That was a great time.
Yeah.
Especially like if you're going cross country or something, it was like a book, like 150 pages of MapQuest directions, and my mom would yell at me because I would like use all the printer paper. It was a great time.
Come on, you guys don't use a Post-it note or anything? I can do that, but don't you want to know where you're headed
you
before
you put it in your phone?
I know
what's wrong with you.
I want to visualize where I'm driving first.
I don't want to do that. Here's the thing, I don't know ever where I'm going without my navigation. So much so that I went with John Scott to Beauvais and Sal's event yesterday.
Yeah.
And we were going to the Pittsford Dairy after.
Uh-huh.
And from that bar bill, we got down on East, and I'm like following the navigation. He's like, dude, we're right, you know, we're right around the corner from the dairy. Like, you don't need that anymore. I'm like, you don't understand. I use this for everything. I don't look out there. I stay right here.
That's right.
The whole time.
That's right. Matt, thank you for the time.
Anytime.
Enjoy the rest of camp. We'll talk to you again next week. Matt Perino, Syracuse.com. The Shout Podcast, which will be live at Dorado on Park Avenue. That's coming up on Sunday for a live pod. We're going to take a break and come back. Happy hour coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll replay our conversation with Brandon Bean. And up next, we heard from Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady earlier today. If you missed that, we'll get you caught up here on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.